Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're going to be going over a hodgepodge of stuff. And basically, this is a lot of stuff, either emails or questions I've got in either email or on comments on videos.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah.
What?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, now, we had one of the fans send a short video of soldiers. Either they're Russian soldiers, I think they were, or Ukrainian. It's hard for me to tell the difference. And they were doing basically the walking firing drills with the AK, doing mag changes. So mainly this exercise is done to try to train your technique in changing the magazines smoothly under fire. The mags just would not come out easily. The guy was kicking it, wrenching on it to change it. It was not smooth. The mag change just took between 3 and 5 seconds. After watching it a few times, I believe why that is happening is simply this. The AK-47 and the AK-74 have been around since before the fall of the USSR. All right? And the reason the AK-47 was well-loved is it was easy to maintain, easy to disassemble, and it had high tolerances, so it would work with dirt, rust, what have you, in the mechanism. Except for the fact that these tolerances killed accuracy, beyond 200 meters. So after the fall of the Soviet Union, they did shave off some of those tolerances in the newer weapon platforms. And then you have parts and magazines being made in various areas in and around Russia, and to include China and most of the stands. And everyone has a slightly different tolerance. So when you're issued your weapon, they literally hand it to you through a window, hand you your magazines, and tell you to get the fuck out of there. Now, if you got a bunch of magazines that were pre-USSR and after USSR, you're going to have that problem with magazines not being able to rock and lock into the weapon. In those cases, you're going to need a file to file down contact points and so forth on the magazine so they will fit in your AK. And don't you dare drop those magazines. When you're done, you put them in one of your cargo pockets to use later if you survive that engagement. Because it's an AK-47 magazine does not mean it's going to fit into your AK-47. All right? It's just a huge clusterfuck. All right, the next one here, a guy asked me, what would I recommend, the Mini 14 or the AR-15? Well, for all intents and purposes, those two platforms are virtually identical. The only difference is the older Mini 14s do not have the accuracy of the AR-15s or M16s. It just, I don't know what the hell Ruger was thinking with how they designed their barrels. And the older ones, they were prone to do a lot of barrel whip, meaning you would always get one or two rounds out of a five-round group that were thrown outside the circle for whatever reason. You don't really get that with the, you know, AR-15s and AR-16s with 55-grain ammo. You will get that sometimes with 62-grain ammo if you have a 1-in-8 twist, but that shit goes away with a 1-in-7 twist. That's why the service rifles for the 223 have a 1-in-7 twist. Now, the advantage of the AR-15 is you can change those magazines very, very fast. The Mini 14, you can still do it fast, but you're going to have to train at a lot longer to get that muscle memory in there. And it is what it is. Now, in some states that have these crazy assault weapon craziness bullshit, you could probably take a Mini 14 and a 10-round magazine to the range. Nobody's really going to give a shit or ask you a bunch of questions, especially if it has a wooden stock and you know, you don't have a big magazine hanging out of it. All right. Like I said, those two weapons platforms are virtually identical. The Mini 14 will tear you up out to 350 meters. AR-15, if the tolerances are tight and the, you know, the barrel's long enough, you can hit 500 to 700 meter targets all day long. Not so much the Mini 14. At least none that I've seen anyway. I can easily be corrected. There's people out there with skill sets much higher than mine when it comes to those two platforms. All right, next one. If you guys notice on the website I put up in the downloads for Stolen Valor, one of the main reasons is sooner or later I'm going to come under scrutiny, and the first thing they do is they always attack or discredit your service. Now, I did 33 years, 1986 to 2018. My service was broken up between National Guard, Army Reserve, and active duty. So I have various DD-214s. And for those of you that don't know, DD-214 is discharge paperwork. Now, on the website, the PDF file's upside down. I haven't figured out how to unfuck that in Wix. Because when I uploaded it, you know, from my computer, it looked just fine. But that's a side note. So let's just go through some of the stuff here, shall we? All right, this particular one is permanent order. There's the order number, 7 October 1992. And this one is the official order that goes in your file. Basically stating you have been awarded the Special Forces tab, meaning on October 7th, 1992, I met all of the criteria at that time to earn my Green Beret, because that comes along with Special Forces tab. All right, next one here. This is another, I believe it's a DD-214. This one, you'll see right here, last assignment, 2nd Ranger Battalion, Fort Lewis, Washington. There's 4 years, 8 months. Let's see if we can find the MOS. Discharge Honorable. MOS, I believe, was 11 Bravo, 2 Victor. Let's move on. Oh, disregard the penis in the corner. All right, these are permanent orders from Iraq, 2004, issued from the intelligence battalion I was working under with the paratrooper unit we were with. And you can see here, it's a Purple Heart. Okay, next one down here, personal action. Again, this one's from 2004. All right, another DD-214 right here. And this is from Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 12th Group, Special Forces. And let's see what we got here. Sergeant E5. Okay, military. This is basically the Special Forces Weapons Sergeant course. The base course back then was 24 weeks. Then you had Robin Sage and a few other things attached to that. All right. See the remarks down here. Infantry badge, Ranger tab, good conduct medal, Expeditionary Force with Air Special Forces tab here, Purple Hearts. Okay, this one is an NCOER. I believe now this one is from Iraq. The rank here, Mass Sergeant, 1st Sergeant. There's my former commander, Worthless. And then the senior raider and, branch organization duty assignment officer who did this. All right, here's some bullet points here. Now, a lot of these NCORs, they dumb everything down and they fit like 1 year of your service into the front and back of one piece of paper. And they're very limiting comments they can put on there. But the ones I have down here on this one, which I myself am particularly proud of, demonstrated courage under fire. Demonstrates personal courage through example. Treats all soldiers equally. Loyal to his men is beyond question. Leads from the front and puts mission before himself. All right. These can all run together. Some of them, I don't know if this one goes with that or the one before it. Doesn't really matter now. You know, I'm long retired, and this shit has been long since probably purged from, you know, DOD records and moved over to the VA records. Here's another NCOER. Here's a basically a letter of accommodation put into my file. And this comes from, you know, the DEA, just acknowledging counter-drug mission assistance. Here's another award for the Purple Heart. Okay, this is the one, the personal action where I was moved from Master Sergeant to 1st Sergeant in Iraq. And here's another discharge. And this one is when I got finally released from active duty when I was with the Airborne Unit. There's another certificate of discharge. There's the MOS 18 Bravo 2 Victor. And I came from an 11 Bravo 2 infantry slot. All right, here's another one. I think this is another one from prior to that. There's a bunch of DD-214s. There might be some duplicates. If there are, I apologize. It's a dyslexia thing. Another Purple Heart Award. Here's another NCO evaluation report. Primary MOS here, 18 Bravo 4 Victor. We changed that to 35 Fox when I picked up my civil affairs MOS. And then I believe I received the MOS Intel Analyst as well, which it was what I don't remember what the new MOS is, the new designation for Intel Analyst is right now. But anyway, I just wanted to go through all this stuff. You guys can read this for yourself. It's on the website. So if you get a bunch of people who are like, hey, fuck you, he's fucking stolen valor. Nah. I mean, it's all right here. The reason I'm doing this is I'm trying to get out in front of the cancel cultural stampede because my ASP is telling they're coming down the pipe for me. And, yeah, I just want to be prepared. And here's another one. You can see here, this is a Ranger school graduation. Class 990, graduated on September 11th, 1990. And right here, second row up, you know, third from the right or left, depending upon how you see it. That is me, the concentration camp victim. All right, I just had to just throw that out there. Just trying to be, it's better to play defense than offense when it comes to this shit. All right, here's some hate mail. Now, I'm not going to read the entire thing. I'm just like, I just take points out of them. And this particular woman went on for like half a page berating me and all the bad shit I've done. And this is the key point. Real men protect women. You're a misogynist pig, and your message is destroying civilization. No, it's not. All right. I am merely putting a message out there that hopefully men with more than two brain cells to rub together and that are not located in their downstairs mix-up or the little head to learn the lessons and the fuck-ups that I made to avoid them for themselves. Also to educate them that as a man, you are just as expendable today as you were 100+ years ago. And I would argue even more so. Because at least back in the day when you got married, you were respected and looked upon as a mature portion of the civilization or society. Now, a man gets married, most of the time, everyone thinks he's a rube or an idiot. I would fall into that camp because I know the stats. I know the figures. And I always bet, you know, with the stats on my side. So, yeah. So anyone here who destroyed civilization, it would be women. The minute they went after marriage and the nuclear family, which has been basically the basis for every civilization we have ever known. Boom. Okay, let's see. Here's another one. Different woman. I think it was a woman at least. Your words are lies, and you have no idea why you're still on the internet or why someone hasn't punched your ticket yet. All right, I just got to say this. Everyone wants to be the gangster until it's time to do gangster shit. I get like 3 or 4, threatening emails of this type. Roughly a month, sometimes less, sometimes more, depending upon, what the videos are I put out and where they get posted. And quite frankly, I don't give a fuck anymore. Look, I didn't start this whole project to be famous. I didn't start this whole project to be a millionaire. I started this project because I was sick and tired of burying motherfuckers, either from suicide or suspicious circumstances surrounding their deaths, i.e. people driving north of 100 miles an hour into concrete viaducts, being found in lakes, dead from drowning and alcohol poisoning. Couldn't really tell. They put it down as drowning by accident, so his family got his life insurance. But, it's absolutely fucking heartbreaking. All right. And if you think for one fucking second that evil is going to halt or hesitate anything it's doing because I'm being cordial with it or speaking politely, no. Evil doesn't rest. It only hibernates until the good around it weakens to the point where it can emerge and do its thing. It comes in a whisper. And right now, for the past 50 years, those whispers have been in the ears of countless men who've killed themselves, who've lost their children, lost their houses, half their 401ks. All right? That's very fucking financially painful, spiritually devastating, and emotionally excruciating. That's why I do what I do. I talk about those things because all of the comedy I've ever done in the past was always done in front of soldiers who were terrified. All right? And I learned that lesson a long time ago. A good belly laugh will hesitate death and stop fucking fear. So anyway, that's me. I'm sorry I rambled on today, and I apologize. We're also looking at an additional two more individuals saved. Also, Joker, I did a blurb the other day, but Joker is in a competition. The Better Bachelor. Go to his website. Look at those videos. Follow the links. He's trying to win $250K, and he's going to use the money to put together a men's retreat. I 100% support this. Check him out. Talk to you later.